In Afghanistan, about half the population is regularly going without food. Some people are selling land, livestock, even their own children, just to eat. The UN says the country needs more humanitarian aid to prevent starvation. But that help has yet to come. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Kabul on exactly what the hunger crisis looks like there.
Layla sits with her baby on the sticky floor of the malnutrition ward of the Indira Gandhi Hospital in Kabul. Her baby, Ali Muhammad, is 8 months old. He has a small head, big eyes. His face is wrinkled, his arms and legs are sticks. He tries to cry. Layla says her breast milk dried up.
And so what did you give Ali?
No chai or kawal. Nothing. I was just giving him black tea.
She could only feed him tea. She says it made him shrivel up. Layla says even as her baby starved, her neighbors had nothing to give her. Everyone around her has been struggling since the Taliban seized power last August. After they came to power, Western governments cut off the aid that propped up the Afghan government. Washington froze Afghanistan's central bank assets. The number of Afghans needing food aid to survive doubled to 20 million people, about half the population.
What happened after August was extremely surprising. It really showed that there was a lack of resilience in people, because by September, we were seeing what you saw in Indira Gandhi Hospital.
Shawe Lee is a deputy director for the World Food Programme in Afghanistan. She says Afghans became malnourished so quickly because their ability to cope was depleted over the years by conflict, drought, the pandemic, and now the economic fallout.
There is a lot of reliance on the international community's presence here.
But the international community hasn't stepped up enough. The UN's appeal for this year, $4.4 billion, is only one-third funded. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is diverting resources, even as it's caused food prices to rise. Now, women in blue burqas flock like birds outside bakeries. They wait for charitable Afghans to buy them bread. One of the women waiting is Khadija. She's got 9 daughters. She says they cry from hunger. She walks to this bakery from her hilltop slum nearly every day, ever since her husband lost his job as a watchman last winter. Her feet are swollen, her toenails are black. On the day we meet Khadija, there's already a crowd in front of the bakery. Men are slapping the dough into flat loaves inside. But she often goes home empty-handed.
I knock on the neighbor's doors to ask for spare foods. I ask the Taliban at the checkpoint if they have dry bread.
Some of the women waiting for bread were made destitute by the Taliban's own policies.
Uh-huh. What is your name?
Fahima. My name is Fahima.
Hi, Fahima. How do you do?
Fahima sits outside another bakery. When the Taliban banned secondary education, her mother lost her job as a cleaner in a girls' school. Her father was killed years ago. She starts crying.
It's hard for me to walk here because my legs ache, but I tell myself, what will we eat if I don't do this? My mother is too old. My sister are too ashamed to beg. I'd go home so sad.
A spokesman for the Taliban's Ministry of Public Health, Dr. Javed Hazhiri, says they did not expect so many Afghans would be malnourished when they seize power.
It was one of the challenges and one of the things that we shocked when we came here. And we saw that in the past, millions of dollars came to Afghanistan.
He says they're trying to help.
Right now, we have more than 2,300 clinics for the malnourished children.
But it's not enough given the scale of the problem. Dr. Hazhiri says ultimately to curb malnutrition, they need the economy to function. As it stands, the economic crisis has sucked in Afghanistan's middle class. We head to a food distribution centre run by the World Food Programme. Taliban security forces, young men with curly hair, try to keep order as a crowd waits outside. One shouts over a megaphone. Inside, women register for a month's worth of flour, cooking oil and beans, including Khadija. She's 57, has a shiny handbag and tidy shoes. Her family used to live off the pension her husband received as a retired schoolteacher. After the Taliban came to power, the pension stopped. She sold her apartment, but that money is running out. I asked Khadija how it feels to ask for help.
It's a hard ending for me. I've never opened my hands to ask for the charity in my life. It's felt so hard to ask.
Outside, we pass a row of men with wheelbarrows. They're hoping those receiving food aid will need help to cart it away. They get a 2-cent tip for the work. One of the men stops us, Muhammad Hussein. He's tied a piece of cloth around his waist to keep his pants up. He says, we carry other people's food, but we are hungry. Nobody gives us food. Other men surround us and echo him. Nobody gives us food. Help us. They're unlikely to get help. Lee from the World Food Program says they don't have the money to expand their aid program. She says they're trying to plan for the winter when even more Afghans are expected to go hungry. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Kabul. Thank you.